Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we're going to start off by reading our devotional to give you some inspiration for the day. We're reading from the 365-day devotional by Sarah Young. It's called Jesus Calling and Enjoying Peace in His Presence. So we won't read the whole devotional, just some key points that I want to bring to you guys on today. It is essential at such times to stay in communication with me, accepting my ways as better than yours. Don't try to figure out what is happening. Simply trust me and thank me in advance for the good that will come out of it all. I know the plans I have for you, and they are good. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I would also like to read another scripture on today. It's Philippians 4:7. And it kind of goes with our conversation today. So that scripture says, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ replaces worry at the center of your life. So today we're going to be talking about conquering your fear. There's just four key points that I will be discussing today. One is name your fear. Two is understanding your fear. Three is analyzing your fear. And four is your support system through conquering your fear. So first one that we will be discussing is naming your fear. So you want to verbally state what you're fearful of. And I know sometimes it's hard to do that, but it's good to verbally state, this is what I am afraid of. That kind of gives you the strength to start making the process towards conquering it. So verbally stating what you're fearful of. That gives you strength. That's the first step of acknowledging that you are fearful of something. You don't want to ignore your fear. You want to hit it straight on. If you do ignore it, it can potentially increase and you can even have more anxiety about your fear. So you want to make sure that you don't ignore it. You always want to acknowledge that it's there. Two, understanding your fear. You know, fear exists in all of us. We all have to experience some type of fear in our life. And so fear does exist. And fear isn't a bad thing. I think sometimes when we talk about fear, it's like, you know, get over it, whatever type of fear that you might have. That's not the proper way to conquer your fear, is just saying, you know, to someone, you know, just get over it, or even telling yourself. There are steps to conquering your fear. So try not to do that to yourself. Fear also helps with making better decisions for yourself. Whatever that you're going through, what steps that you can take to move forward and to generate results that you want to accomplish in conquering that fear. You really want to embrace your fear. Honestly, fear is almost an instruction to change your life. What steps that you need to move forward and make a small change to conquer that fear. You shouldn't let fear control your life. You shouldn't live in fear. You have to know that you're strong enough to get through it. If you're obsessing about the fear that you have, it's not healthy. You want to make sure that you are being sensitive to your needs when you're going through a fearful stage in your life. We'll be right back for our sponsors, and we will be back with talking about conquering your fear. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. We are talking about conquering fear. We talked about the first two steps of conquering fear. One is actually naming the fear, and two is kind of understanding what type of fear that you have. Three is really analyzing your fear. You really want to examine your situation thoroughly and really think about what options or solutions that you have towards conquering your fear. You really want to look at your past too. What kind of fears that you've had in the past, and think about what steps you took to get past the fear that you had previously. You want to think about if this is a short-term or long-term kind of situation with the fear that you're having. With analyzing it, you want to think, what is the worst that can happen, thinking about how fearful you are? Once you kind of figure out what the worst that can happen during, you know, thinking about your fear, you then want to plan and prepare what actions that you're going to take towards conquering it. And I think you want to make sure that daily you are having a conscious reality of how can you make steps forward to decreasing that fear. And it can be baby steps. This is like a process. You don't want to think that you're fearful one day and then the next day you're over it. There is a process to conquering fear, and you want to be sensitive to yourself. You don't want to be so cruel and harsh to yourself that, you know, you just have to get over it. It's a process that you have to take, and it's a one day at a time process, and it's okay to take baby steps. So don't be so harsh on yourself on trying to get over something that you're fearful of. Like I said, it could be something short term. It could be a situation that's long term. And, you know, fear comes in all different types of forms. So you really want to analyze what type of fear that you're having and making sure that you're processing it through thoroughly. The last thing I want to talk about is your support system through conquering your fear. Are you, first of all, supporting yourself? It has to come within. If praying, does praying help you process through things? Is saying, you know, positive affirmations to yourself to encourage your heart? Like I said before, give yourself that time to process, but with being fearful, you will have emotion about it. It's okay to cry or scream or however you process through things to get it out. And then once you kind of get it out, that's when you can kind of move forward from it. So it's okay to be emotional and then kind of process through how you're going to get through it. You want to definitely make sure that you have people around you that support you and that encourage your heart, that you can do it and you can make it through whatever you're going through, all your trials and tribulations of life. You just want to make sure you're surrounded by the right people. And if you're not, this is the time to let those people go or distance yourself from them, because when you don't have the right people around you, it's just hard to deal with your own issues and then have to deal with theirs on top of it. So right now, you know, be sensitive to yourself and give yourself time to go through some of the fears that you may have. But thinking about your fear, at some point you have to pivot and make a change to conquer your fear, to move through it. And part of that is moving forward. And like I said, the first steps is to, you know, give yourself the opportunity to feel it And it's okay to feel your fear. And the next steps is taking one step at a time to have that courage to move forward. But the number one thing that you need to do is try to move forward. And not only that, you want to think about your life and your past experiences, like I said before. What are some things that you've accomplished and moved through? And thinking about your past and thinking about the fears that you had and how you move forward and what steps did you take to help you to get through it. What I want to say is that God has plans for your life and He knows your beginning and your end. And if you're a true believer, you have to believe in faith and you can't be fearful. You have to have courage to get through. And it starts with you. It starts inside of you. It's great to have people around you to support you, but you have to find it within yourself, the strength within yourself to go through it. And you just have to say, Lord, be with me. Encourage my heart and let your will be done. Again, going back to the scriptures that we read before for devotional, God has plans for you and your life. And like I said before, He knows your beginning and your end. And everything works together for your good. So the last thing that God wants you to have is fear. So stand strong, have faith, and move forward. We want to thank you for listening on today with Conquering Your Fear. Again, those four steps are name your fear, understanding your fear, analyze your fear, and finding a support system through conquering your fear. Thank you again to our sponsors, Gymnasts United, Inc. and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you feel in your heart that you would like to support us, you can support us on www.anchor.fm/Gymnasts United, Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com for any of those donations. Please share our podcast with your friends and family. That's another way to support us. If you also would like to be a sponsor, please reach out to us on the websites that I just listed. We would love to hear from you. And also, if you have any suggestions that you would like us to do, feel free to contact us. Again, thank you for listening to the Gripcast. Have a wonderful day.